live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Happy New Year! I don't know what accent that was, but it is a new year. Hooray! 2020! Who'd have thought we'd seen it, eh? Who'd have thought we'd live to see the day that there were flying cars and you could teleport wherever you wanted to go? It's not, is it? But never mind. And it looks like we're going to war, so that's fun. Yeah, it looks like Mr. Trump has decided to put us all to war. So we've got that, Brexit, and Derek Acora died today as well. Oh, God. Tell you what, things come in threes. Anyway, I hope you're all well. Oh, Derek Acora is, of course, one of the hosts or one of the psychics of Most Haunted. Yes, he died after a very, very short illness. That's terribly sad, isn't it? Yeah. God bless him, literally. Anyway, enough of that. I hope you had a fantastic New Year. Me and Becca, of course, went to Wales for New Year, our second Welsh New Year on the run. Again, we stayed in a caravan park. We did hope there'd be bingo, but there wasn't on the night. So what can you do? I don't know. But what there was merriment and dance. And we went to the wonderful town of Carnarvon, which is a very old North Welsh town. It's actually the seat, if you will, of the Prince of Wales. It's where good old Prince Charles was not knighted. What would you say? Whatever they do. Coronated? Don't know. Wherever they make him Prince of Wales, that was where it took place. So we went to Carnarvon Castle, where it actually happened, and we went around some very, very haunted pubs. Yes, we did. So you're going to hear that because we recorded it all. Now, interestingly, when you listen, there's a few weird things that happen. One, there's like a static electricity every time that, well, not every time, but some of the times that Becca speaks. Now, it's very weird. I've tried to edit it out. But it's still there. It's a little bit weird because it was happening in places where there was no obvious electricity, like in a castle. I know that there still is a bit, but, you know, like residual energy or whatever. Anyway, it's very weird. So listen out for that. And you also need to listen out for, I think it'll be approximately like 15 minutes in, about 15 minutes, 20 seconds in, something like that. Anyway, might even be longer. But it's when I'm coming down the stairs in the castle, there's a whistle, like a sort of whistle. It's not me, it's not Becca, but it's definitely there. EVP? I don't know, you tell me. Anyway, without further ado, here we go. Off to Carnarvon with you. So, Becca, I'm recording you now. It's New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And we're in Carnarvon, are we not?
We are.
And we're in a lovely caravan, and we're going to have an on-site disco tonight with bingo and buffet.
James Bond themed, and you get bingo, disco, buffet, and a quiz.
And a quiz. Imagine. But we're off to Carnarvon Castle, aren't we?
We are.
A very haunted. It must be haunted. It's like, I'm going to Google that on the way up.
You're just guessing, but.
Yeah. I will Google, haunted. But I imagine it's very haunted. And we're going to do a little bit of an episode from there. Live. Okay?
Well, it won't be live, though.
Well, it'll be as live. Well,
it'll be as live as we can do.
But... Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. We're basically going to be on site. It's an on location episode.
Yes.
So we'll see how the staff are with me doing things like this.
Well, we just hide if necessary.
Well, I'm not going to take my lapel mic. So.
Really? Do you want you bang on about that lapel mic and you can take it?
Yeah, and maybe I should. No, maybe I won't.
I care really little about this decision, so can we just go?
Okay, yeah, we'll just go. Okay. Let's go to a castle! Okay then, so now we're in the car on our way to Carnarvon Castle, and what a view we have here. Isn't it amazing?
It is, yes.
It's literally like the hills, mountains of Wales, covered in mist at the top.
It's your favourite kind of weather as well.
It really
like
is.
It when it's just sunny.
No, I hate
like it.
I
like it when it's like a bit, you know, the clouds are like smoke.
I like it when there's a bit of interest in the weather, basically, and this is fantastic. It's a bright day, but up the top, it's cloud covered on the top of the mountains, and it's absolutely so picturesque that you'd think I'd be taking photos to show you, but I'm not, because I've got to read from my phone about Carnarvon Castle, you see. So, Becca, let me tell you stuff about Carnarvon Castle. It's a medieval fortress in Carnarvon, as we know. It was originally a Mott and Bailey castle, don't know what that is, from the 11th century until 1283, when King Edward I of England began to replace it with a current stone structure. So this has been here since 1283.
That's impressive,
isn't it? The Edwardian town and castle acted as the administrative centre of North Wales, and as a result, the defences were built on a grand scale. There's a deliberate link with Carnarvon's Roman past and the Roman fort of Saguntum nearby. Let's see.
Town walls were built around Carnarvon, and the work cost between £20,000 and £25,000, and from the start until the work ended in 1330. Very interesting, isn't it? During the Glyndwr Rising of 1400 to 1450, the castle was besieged. When the Tudor dynasty ascended to the English throne in 1485, tensions between the Welsh and English began to diminish, and castles were considered less important. As a result, Carnarvon Castle was allowed to fall into a state of disrepair. Despite its dilapidated condition, during the English Civil War, Carnarvon Castle, I can't speak, was held by the Royalists and was besieged three times by parliamentarian forces. And that was the last time the castle was used in war. Interesting, eh? The castle was used for the investiture of the Prince of Wales in 1911 and again in 1969. And it's part of the World Heritage Site, Castles and Town Walls of King Edward in Gwynedd.
You're doing really badly.
I'm written really badly. And Gwynedd is, of course, I think the Welsh word for Wales. Is it Cymru?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Cymru or something,
is it? Cymru. Okay. Well, I don't know.
What's Gwynedd then?
Well, I don't know. Well, Channel 4 in Wales is HTV Cymru Wales. Oh, no, it's S4C. So ITV in Wales, which is a television station, is HTV Cymru Wales.
Right, but we still don't know what Gwynedd is. No. That was the original question.
But anyway, enough of that. Thank you, Wikipedia, for that history. What I want to talk about, obviously, is ghosts. Now, Becca, Carnarvon Castle is known to have an apparition called the Floating Lady, who is often seen gliding down the corridors. Several witnesses have claimed to have seen a blue glowing figure of a woman floating through the castle's courtyard. She is also said to tamper with any electrical equipment that people bring to the location. And what are we bringing? Electrical equipment. If this recorder dies, I've got a backup battery anyway, so it shouldn't. But if it does, then it could well be the floating lady.
If the battery goes, you've got a backup.
Yeah, but it could also be a paranormal reason. And then there's two other places of interest nearby the castle.
Okay.
The Anglesey Arms is an 18th century pub that is located next to an area called the Hanging Tower, where executions once took place. The ghosts who reside there at the pub are known to pick up glasses where they remain in midair for a few seconds before being smashed on the ground. People have even witnessed darts flying off the dartboard during matches. Guests who have stayed overnight have said that room 3 is the most haunted, with claims of a ghostly figure sitting on the bed.
So where's that?
That's near the castle, the Anglesey Arms.
Okay.
Also near the castle is the Black Boy Inn.
Built. These two pubs that we're going
to? Yeah, two pubs.
You drive back then?
I'll drive back, yeah. Built in 1522, the Black Boy Inn is one of the oldest inns in all of North Wales and has a reputation of being quite haunted.
Quite?
Yeah. Many years ago, there was a convent located at the rear of the inn, and many people have seen the apparition of a nun wandering through the location. Numerous guests have heard the sound of a child crying in one of the bedrooms, as well as seeing the apparition of a man sitting at the bar.
The crying child would be quite scary.
That would be terrifying, actually, yeah. Madness. Absolute madness. So, yeah, so that's where we're off. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, certainly. We're doing the castle first.
Castle first, and then the two haunted pubs.
Lovely.
Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Let's go! So, whilst we're still on the road, Becca, travelling to Carnarvon Castle and all of its ghosts and its pubs, I'm going to use the surrounding beautiful environment to do an off-the-cuff poem about the lovely, beautiful countryside.
Excellent.
You looking forward to it?
Sure am.
Should I do it in a Welsh accent?
You can try.
Okay.
I don't think you can do a Welsh accent.
I can.
What was that?
Welsh. Here we go. So here we go. "'Twas a bonny day."
Oh.
What?
That's
creepy. That's Welsh. That's me trying to be Welsh. Oh, I don't know. Oh, that's Welsh. "'Twas a bonny day. I was going through my local village, I was."
I think this is very offensive.
It's not. The Welsh people will love this. "And I looked up to the top of the hill. Lo, there was mist."
That's sending into your version of Irish.
It's not. "And we passed the public house, where the landlord came out and said..."
Definitely Irish.
No, it's not.
It's the top of the morning.
No, he didn't. He said, "Have you happened to see the lovely sheep on the hill? And lo, he made a jumper from the wool."
I don't understand how you don't realise that that's Irish.
Not, because this is Irish. This is me doing Irish.
That's Northern Irish.
Well, I'm so right, okay. So I got my compical point wrong. Is compical a word?
So.
It's meant to be compass points. My compical points are wrong, I think you'll find. Anyway,
so we're on our way to Carnarvon. We've been staying in the caravan in Wales.
Oh, that's quite good.
Well, thank you.
Can you do a poem, mate, on the spot?
No.
Well, I can. I was on my way to the castle, and when I saw a ghost, I jumped into the cafe and ordered me some toast. The man said, "Have you butter?" I said that I had none. He got out mobile phoneage and proceeded to phone his mum. "Mum, we have no butter," he shouted to his mum. "This man here is from Liverpool and he's desperate for some scran." I said, "Don't phone your mother. I'll go and have dry toast." He said, "Here is your breakfast. Make of it the most."
It's quite hard to listen to.
It was quite hard to listen to, but you know, I'm basically rapping there. I'm flowing. I'm in the flow.
Freestyle.
Freestyle and Welsh breakfast rap. Anyway, we should be there soon, so I'll stop rapping. Okay, so the Mecca, we've arrived. What do you make of the castle?
Looks lovely.
Looks amazing,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, nice little town.
Fantastic. And there's obviously loads of pubs. We can't yet find these alleged haunted pubs, the Black Boy and the Anglesea Arms. That's called.
We need to, because, yeah. You know, you get your spirits, I get mine.
That's the palace vaults down there. Okay, so this is the entrance. Ouais la entrance, as they say in French. What is the entrance? Are you excited? Are you scared?
No, it looks lovely.
It does look lovely, doesn't it, yeah? Do you know this is where Prince Charles was ordained as Prince of Wales? Yeah. So now, you know. Yeah, I can't see these pubs.
I don't understand why you're not just Googling them.
Well, we're going into the castle right now.
Yeah, I know.
So we can have a look. Right, here we go. Sorry, I am recording. So, we've climbed up some stairs. We're in the castle. We're actually looking out of a window, aren't we? Like a lead-lined window.
Yeah, we've come in the Granary Tower entrance. Its name is a mystery. No one knows why it's called the Granary Tower.
I'm going to surmise they kept granary in here.
What's that mystery cracks? We'll be sure to alert the historians.
Don't call me... what's his name? Not Picasso. What's not Picasso? The French detective?
Poirot.
Yeah. Poirot for no reason.
An octagonal tower with a chamber at ground level, and there's loads of arrow loops just outside.
Arrow loops?
Yes.
Oh, where you can find arrows out of?
Yes, sir.
That makes perfect sense. There's a locked door there as well.
Try it
one day. No, I'm not going to try it. Just locked.
Okay, so now we're walking out onto a battlement. I would imagine this is.
You see, this duck, is.
A duck! I'm not stupid!
It's literally a hair's breadth away then from its head on a big stone wall.
Go look at that for a view. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to try and find...
a ghost.
Yeah, a ghost. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Heading into the northeast tower now.
Heading into the northeast tower now.
Oh, the whole story of Carnarvon
Castle...
spooky
northeast tower.
The whole story of Carnarvon Castle is told in light and sound in the lower chamber of this tower. I want to walk around it, though.
Okay, well, that's what we're doing. Yeah, I'm not alright with the height of this or the narrowness of the staircase. Do you want to go carry on? I don't want. Alright, we are. Christ. I am recording. You just want to catch my fear on tape. And you know what? I'm scuffing my new shoes.
Don't be putting in your new shoes. Just walk more sensitive.
This is getting ridiculous, Beck. I'm not alright with this.
So, what's happening here is we're going on a very steep spiral staircase.
Very narrow.
Freaking out because he's not too good with heights.
I'm terrible with heights. This is fucking horrible. Pardon my French, Beck, but this is abysmal.
There's daylight.
You know, recording helped that partly. Oh great, there's only one way up or down, and that's it. I mean, we are at the highest point now.
Excellent, well, you won't get higher than that, so.
Oh, I'm going down on my arse, though.
Look at this lovely view.
It is a lovely view. God, I'm shitting myself going down there.
Is that ghost? As soon as you see a ghost, now then go down there.
I'm scuffing my shoes. Like, that was the reason.
Nobody arms wrong.
You know, your shoes are fine.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're ruined.
They're not.
See, we may be able to see these haunted pubs from here.
Oh, ghost.
That's not funny.
What was her name?
What was whose name? Oh, it's just a ghost. Floating Lady Grey or something. Grey Lady, made of electricity.
So you don't know this woman's name?
No.
She's just the Floating Lady?
Floating Lady.
Okay.
No one knows her name.
And she's blue.
She's blue, yabba-dee, yabba-da. Yes, she's blue.
It's dabba-dee, dabba-dee.
Right, okay, yabba. Whatever.
Yabba.
Right, we need to get down from here now.
Right, come on then.
I'm not looking forward to this.
You'll be fine.
Do you I won't be fine. No, because I'll fall into you.
Okay.
Right, this is going to be fun. This is probably going to be the most entertaining part of the fucking podcast.
It's such a shame you just can't see his little face. Can you get on the stairs? It's fine. Just
never mind, you're on the stairs, it's fine. These aren't fucking stairs. These wouldn't pass as stairs.
They have done for literally hundreds and hundreds of
years. Yeah, for soldiers and men of strength, not for me. So we can come out here and we'll...
We'll go along. Oh, sorry.
It's all right. Oh no, you can't get up that way, you'd have to jump.
No, at the other level, wasn't it?
That's not another level there, though. That's
yeah, I know that one isn't, I know that's a window, but just keep going.
This was not the day to wear my new blazer from Topman. It's absolutely getting pulled to shreds on these walls. Jane, it's not the day to wear my new blazer, it's getting pulled to shreds. Which is frankly the most frightening thing, apart from those stairs, that I've experienced thus far.
Oh, well,
oh my god, I could easily fall through that.
You couldn't, you've been very kind. Right, take a picture of that, because I want people to see what you think you could fit. Kev, your head wouldn't get through that.
It would.
Your head would not get through that. Peter.
You know what, this needs to start getting a bit scary. Right now it's just me and you. The people are just listening to us going on a fucking tour of a castle.
Well, sorry, Kev, I'm really outside.
Let's call out, let's ask out here.
That's what I was trying to do up there.
If there are any ghosts about, please speak directly into this recorder. It's flashing. It's probably bloody wind, isn't it? If there are ghosts of the castle, I summon thee. My name is Kevin. This is Rebecca.
Hello.
We're podcasters from England. Hello, Wales. Please do your demonist. When we listen back to that, there may be a demonic voice going... Rawr.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, that was a motorbike. Demon on a motorbike? Oh, no! So we come into like a little closed area, what is it?
So this is King's Gate, a twin-towered gatehouse of immense defensive strength. It protected the castle with a drawbridge, five doors, six portcullises and many murder holes and arrow loops. What is a murder hole?
Well, I think we're in one. Should we ask out? If there's any ghosts in here...
What's a murder hole?
That's not how you ask out.
Sorry.
You watch one too many Most Haunted. If there's anybody in here who is dead and is now back here as a ghost, living life, please say something into our microphone. We're going to snap off a few photos in here as well to see if there's anything. So what's this place called?
King's Gate.
King's Gate, the Gate of Kings.
Okay. It's like the main fortress gate.
Ooh.
Gatehouse.
Gatehouse. Where did you say that it would be good to go to? The Black Tower?
Yes, the Black Tower. It says you will discover some of the possible mythical messages of the castle.
Then we want to go there. Let's head to the Black Tower.
Because this castle must be quite wise if it's, what, 800 years old.
Oh, yeah. Wise.
Yeah. It's lived through a lot, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure. When we find the mouth of the castle, we'll ask a few questions.
Right, exactly.
Midpoint! Midpoint 2020. A futuristic midpoint, if you will. I'm on a hoverboard. How's about you? Yeah, the Roaring Twenties are here, as some of you are calling it. I see on the socials. Speaking of socials, go to Facebook and search for We Need to Talk About Ghosts, because we've put some photos up from our trip to Wales. And one of the photos is quite prevalent for the next part of the show, when we go to the Black Boy Inn and one of the members of staff actually talk us through the ghosts, which is fantastic of him to do. Curtis was his name. Yes, indeed, as you will find out. Anywho, it is the midpoint. I do want to say a few things. Thank you so much for 2019, because it's made us a really good show, I think. You know, we're having a bit of banter. We've got a lot of interaction. You are all lovely people. And I've met so many people. It's been a fantastic year. And you are all lovely, everyone you have ran into so far. So please keep that going. Do get in touch with the stories, because that's what makes the bulk of the show, as you all know. Send them to contact@talkaboutghosts.com and I will read them out. That's contact@talkaboutghosts.com. Also, big shout out to our Patreons. You know, this show you listen to now, which was done live, Pardon me, nearly choked then, was only done thanks to our Patreons. So if you'd like to support the show, and we are looking to grow, I've got a few things to say, actually. We had a meeting, me and Becca, about the future of the show. And this year, we're going to start launching, or we're going to launch, a YouTube channel where once a month, we'll actually do like a sit-down show once a month about ghosts. So sort of a visual version of this, but only once a month, and just on YouTube also. That'll go out earlier to the Patreons. And also, you know, the Patreons do get an extra episode a week. Just me and Becca shooting the breeze, really. But if you want to support the show to allow us to do all this wonderful things, go over to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. And not only will you help the show out, amazingly so, you'll also, if you're lucky, get your name sung out by me. And that's going to happen right now for our new Patreon, Liz Foster. Oh, Liz was feeling kind of bored, so she thought she would support the show. Now instead of only one a week, she will get an extra episode. Oh, Liz has joined the Patreon, and Kevin says hurrah, hurrah, hurrah for Liz Foster. End it on a seventh, and it's Foster, not Foster. But if you'd like to have your name sung out by me and support the show to allow us to do episodes like this, go over to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. Thank you. Back to Wales. Okay, so, Becca, where are we now?
I think we're in the well tower, which has a well 50 feet deep and remains of medieval plumbing. The castle's kitchens lie between the well tower and the King's Gate.
We've just been from the King's Gate, so we must have walked past the kitchens.
Yes.
So again, we will ask out.
So we can see the sea.
We can see the sea from these arched windows.
Maybe the sailor ghosts.
Yeah. There's any ghost here, please say something into the microphone. I might make some back, you never know. Mm-hmm. Ghosty ghosties. Okay, I have no idea where we are now, but it's a very reclusive place of the castle. Do you know where we are?
I think we're further down in the well tower.
Further down in the well tower?
Yeah, very close to the well tower.
Ooh, very spooky. Is anyone here dead? Give us a sign. What do you do if something touched you right now?
Probably not. They don't tell us.
Why, would you be scared?
No, because it... It wouldn't be a ghost, would it?
Yeah, it would.
Just do the episode nicely and don't be making me come on with defence of scepticism again. No, for God's sake. New Year's Eve.
Fair play. I like this place though. There's a nice echo to it. Nice acoustics.
Yeah, and you can see the sea out that little arrow window.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, that's very good. Mm-hmm. Eileen and Morris were here 4th of the 10th, 73.
Oh, that's good.
Wow. Jesus was here. No, he wasn't. That's a lie. Oh, no, it's just Jess. That's right. Maybe Jess was.
Look at that writing, that's like really old.
It is really old, isn't it? Let's see what the oldest graffiti is. Oh, it's 2019. Oh, 2019.
Big year for graffiti. 2019. Oh, Doris the Lonely, that must have been a while.
1968.
Oh, she got a postcode. Yeah.
1968. 1970 there. Somebody's just wrote London, 1978. Like, why would you do that?
I've been really looking for, what was it? 1,200.
Yeah. Lost Jeff.
Looking for 1,208, guys.
Yeah. Nah, that's a lie. What? Petona Inchenga, 1289. Written Byro.
They had Byro, isn't it, 89?
Of course they did, yeah. Of course they did. Anyway, let's find the Black Tower. Black Tower. So we're outside the Black Tower. And it says, 20th century scholars began to believe there may be some symbolic meaning as well as military planning at the Carnarvon Castle. Edward I loved the stories of King Arthur and other heroes who originated in Wales. One legend in particular called the Dream of Mason Weedig was important to Carnarvon. Did Edward I attempt to use the castle's architecture to promote his own future?
This is a great example of a question that's too long. Did Edward I attempt to use the castle's architecture and the importance of its location to make a symbolic statement with the mythological beginnings of Welsh royal power at its heart?
Yes!
Just too long as a question.
Yes, come on then, let's go into the Black Tower. Now, I don't know why, but I expected the Black Tower to be a little bit more, have a darker history behind it.
I don't know. I mean, we are now in a place where it says you can't be.
What?
You're
doing
that? No, I won't.
You just passed the code.
So? I'm a renegade.
Right, well, if you stop falling through any arrow windows, can't blame anyone.
I'm too far for to fall through arrow windows, apparently.
I know.
If there's anyone in here, please make a knocking sound. Speak directly into this thing I'm holding. This plastic piece of witchcraft.
If you can be quite clear, speak directly into it.
Ask a really long question if you like. Anything? Hello? It's quite echoey, isn't it?
Yeah, can you hear that singing? That's the choir.
I can't hear any singing. Can you hear singing?
Yeah.
You're hearing ghosts.
A choir of ghosts.
A choir of angels. Ah, the west.
I'd like you if they were all singing about me.
I'm sure you would. Okay, I think I'm starting to suspect we may have served our time here at the castle.
Okay.
Maybe we should now try and root out these pubs and go and see what spirits delve in the pubs.
I'm not going
to
argue with that.
Okay, then let's go. We need a battery for this as well, because the ghosts are draining. Okay, so we're currently sat outside the Anglesey Arms. This is the third attempt to record this, because we've now got a glove over the recorder to see if that stops any wind interference, which hopefully it does. We've done a test, it seemed to. So, I don't want to ask the staff about ghosts because they're far too busy. It's New Year's Eve, yeah. And they're rammed at the bar.
It's beautiful out here. It's right on the waterfront.
Yeah, right on the water.
So, we're sat outside currently.
I'm having a Coke.
Yeah, you've got your spirits, I've got mine. I've got
so, you're having a gin, aren't you?
Yeah.
What flavour gin are you having, Becca?
I'm having a blackberry gin.
A blackberry gin?
Blackberry gin.
But, a little bit of history about this place. Let me move that, it's crinkling. So, the Anglesey Arms is on the Menai Straits, which is the same bank of or body of water that Anglesey sits on as an island. So, that's interesting, I find. And this house was, or this pub was built in 1736, apparently. It says in 1838 they arrested Boaz Pritchard, a local trader who owned a small sailing ship. Carnarvon residents feared to go out at night in case they came upon a phantom hearse, the sight of which is said to bring bad luck to the beholder. When custom officers raided the warehouse, they found 99 barrels of contraband whiskey, or brandy even, a hearse and a coffin. Dun, dun, dun. But also it says it's close to the town execution place, which we knew, nicknamed the Hanging Tower. And the hotel's said to be haunted by mischievous ghosts who remove glasses from shelves, hang in midair before without breaking. Oh, it said on the other one that they did break. Hmm. And guests who stayed in the bedrooms have reported strange happenings, including the sounds of keys turning in locks whilst nobody's nearby.
Mm-hmm.
What have you found?
We've done some looking online, and we've got some comments from people who've actually stayed here or been here. So we found one review that says, "I've just spent a night in room 3 at the Anglesey Arms, and just after 4 a.m. the room came alive. I absolutely crapped myself. There was a couple across the room, across in room 1, and they were disturbed at the same time. Won't be going back there, that's for sure." We've got another one here that says, I currently work at the Anglesey Arms, and I can confirm this is so haunted. I have had many experiences there, glasses flying off the shelves, banging, and even shadows going for the basement, things being moved. It doesn't scare you, and it's an amazing thing to see with your own eyes.
Very good.
Yeah, so there's a couple here. There's one interestingly from a fellow skeptic.
Oh, yeah.
Which says, I have lived and worked... I've lived as well as worked in the Anglesey Arms for many years, and I can tell you that this public house does not have any ghosts at all.
Oh.
What a load of crap.
Right.
As well, too, if the person, Miss Olwyn Jones, was alive to this day, who was born in the public house, as well running it till her retirement day, she would tell you the same. What a load of lies, only to get people to spend their money and give them ideas, saying that they're ghosts at this establishment. To which someone's replied, "Hello, thanks for taking the time to write. Although I appreciate your comments, I have over 100 reports related to the Anglesey Arms with things going bump in the night. Do feel free to prove those 100-plus reports wrong."
Yeah, fair play.
Answer.
Maybe we should put this on our list of haunted places to stay this year.
Maybe. There's a more detailed one here as well, which goes through it.
Okay, well, there's quite a tribe of people going past with animals.
I'll fire a second.
Go on then, give it a whirl.
Okay, I came down to spend a short weekend with my partner staying overnight at the Anglesey Arms. We both retired to our twin bedroom on the second floor, that was room 3. Just after 4 a.m. on a Sunday morning, I awoke with what felt like my head being pressed into the pillow. This lasted a split second, which obviously awoke me. The next thing was this noise of someone running to the door to the right of my bed. Do you mind?
I know, bloody hell.
The only thing is the bed is pressed right up against a radiator on the wall. Well, I thought it was a cat or something, but what came next was unbelievable.
keys on the inside of the bedroom door began to make a noise and the door handle was turning as if it was attempting to be opened. My partner woke when I blasted out, "Do you see that?" She couldn't say a word. She was terrified with fear. Terrified with fear. Now, what happened next was the activity stopped, and the next thing I heard was the same noises from across the hall in what could only be room one. A couple from Europe were staying in there, and they were obviously having the same experiences as I was. Thought it was over and done with, and then bang, the door handle started moving up and down frantically. Both my wife and I and the couple across the hall came up moments later, and nothing. Whatever was creating this experience was gone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I do think that, I mean, we're going to go to the Black Boy Inn after this, but I do think that we should maybe keep an eye on this place as... You know when I said we're going to do the Anglesey one?
Yes.
What's you leaning on the recorder there?
Sorry.
When we're going to do the Anglesey one, I think that we should do a little tour of haunted things, like 3-night haunted tour. Here, the Black Boy, if it's a hotel, and the Bulkley in Anglesey.
Yeah, certainly you can do a tour there. You have to make sure you get the right rooms.
So. Oh, yeah. No point staying in a non-haunted room in a haunted house. Anyway, let's finish our drinks and head to the Black Boy.
I was going to say, it's dead funny trying to do these podcasts when we're live today. It's been hilarious. Like, literally, we sat here. Second, he started, this car engine went through.
Yeah, car engine went through.
Like, next time, this big seagull. Like, instantly. Then this, like, tribe with, like, loads of kids.
Tribe of dogs and kids went
like,
past.
Trying, you know what kids are like.
I like that. You'll notice when I was trying to do the castle one as well. I'm trying to be all eerie, but it's obviously a public place. Mm-hmm. So we sat there going, and here we are in the dark tower. And then someone just goes, Joseph! Because she's lost her son.
And so you can you see the kids coming a mile away, can't you?
Yeah, so loud. I'm a soldier. And you're like, listen, this isn't scary, child. I
his name is Finn. Of course his name is Finn.
Because his name is Finn. Anyway, on we go.
Well, while we're here, can I tell people about my water bottle?
Yeah, if you must, yes. This is as paranormal as this show's getting.
I think they'll really care about it. Just in case, so you might see pictures of us around and about today. And I have a black strap across my waist.
Yeah.
So for Christmas, what I got was... like a water bottle in this like holster, so it's a strap that goes across my waist, and the water bottle is in the back, and
like
it's really good. Yeah, I used it for the first time for my run this morning, and it was so good. I brought it out for the day. I think I might just start carrying it around now. Also,
you haven't used it yet, though, have you?
No,
just for show.
No, I've got it.
I know you've got it, but you haven't used it, have you? You do detach it like you're carrying a piece. It's gonna take my water.
I do like to have water on me at all times. I find it very important. I don't like to be without water.
Hope we see no bad guys. You'll have to splash him.
It's the way it's at the back and slightly at the side. Yeah. And it's at an angle as well. On. So it's dead easy to, you know, you've not got to, you don't pull it up, you pull it like out, like at an angle. So like, boom!
Look at him, that's seagull.
It's a giant seagull right next to
it. Giant seagull, like sizing us up.
You got any food to give it?
No, I haven't got any food to give it. I wouldn't even if I did.
Why?
One of them tried to have me off a while back.
Do you have you off?
I had this pasty, it swooped down.
You're mugging me off, mate.
Exactly, yeah. Swooped down, kept swooping down, like it was trying to attack me. It's like the birds, if there was one bird and it was about pasties.
Well, that would have been a very different film, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hitchcock that.
The bird and the pastry.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now sat in the Black Boy Inn.
Yeah, this is a proper country pub, this, isn't it?
Yeah, we're sat by a log fire. Well, it's a coal fire.
Roaring log fires.
Yeah, there's not another soul in here at the minute because we decided to come back the day after. So it's now the 2nd of January.
Yeah.
What a week-long podcast this has turned out to be.
Yeah. The first time we came in, it was heaving.
It was rammed. You couldn't even get sat.
There was no way you'd have been able to hear us, really.
So we're now in the Black Boy Inn, which is allegedly one of the most haunted places in Carnarvon. We're going to enjoy a nice cup of tea and a cup of coffee. And then I'm going to see if we can talk to a member of staff.
There's a sign outside saying it's the Welshest inn in the world.
That's a big boast, isn't it, really?
It is really. I mean, I feel like upgrading it to the world is almost like damning with faint praise, because to be the Welshest inn in Wales would be, like, impressive.
Yeah, but world.
In the world. Like, yeah, I feel like if you're the Welshest inn in Wales, you are the Welshest inn
in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Unless there's, like, a little place somewhere, like, in deepest, darkest Tibet, which is, like, come in.
With an actual red dragon on the door.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a lovely little place, and just to give you, we'll take some pictures in here so we can put them up for you to see. But it's like low beams. It's like it's ye olde, isn't it?
Yeah, proper country club.
We'll try and get some facts and figures on it when we speak to one of the staff in a bit. But for now, we're gonna enjoy a cup of tea and a cup of coffee, and we'll be back with you guys and hopefully a member of staff very soon. Bye bye. Okay, so literally turning 12, it's got rammed in here again. So it must be very popular. So I don't think we're going to get a staff member.
No way you're going to get a staff member.
But I think Becca's found some information.
Yeah, so there's an article here from on the Welsh newspapers about the most haunted pubs in North Wales, of which this is one of them. Buckboy in Carnarvon. It says it's been a welcome retreat for weary travellers for centuries. Built around 1522, it's thought to be one of the oldest pubs in Gwynedd and has previously been known as the King's Arms and the Fleur-de-Lys. You know what the Fleur-de-Lys is, that part?
Yeah.
There are at least three theories to explain the origins of its name. One relates to a black boy brought into the country on a ship. Another suggests it's related to a navigational boy which existed in the harbour in the early days of the inn. And the third refers to the nickname given to Charles II by his mother and the fact that royalists met there secretly during that time. More recently, during restoration work at the Black Boy Inn, workmen uncovered a range of items underneath the dining room floorboards, including a child's shoe, clay pipes, and unusually, animal jawbones. Another interesting feature of the Black Boy Inn is the reported presence of the ghost of a nun seen passing through the inn to the nunnery, which was at one time at the rear of the inn. So there you go.
That is very interesting. Well, I'm going to have a smoke in the rear of the inn. On one of the beer mats here, it's actually got a picture of a little black child. And it says, Jack was captured as a young man in Africa. Captured, I like that. And transported to Wales in the mid-1700s. He worked as a gardener, married a Welsh girl and fathered seven children. He was probably the first black man seen in the area. And his grave can be found in... I can't pronounce that.
No, you can't pronounce that.
Y-N-Y-S-C-Y-N-H-A-E-A-R-N Churchyard near Cricketh. Yeah. Very interesting the way that they put captured, don't they? As in, like,
Not come willingly.
Not literally kidnapped into slavery. I realised that I said captured, and then I went, I like that. I didn't mean that as in, like, I adhered to slavery.
That we should go back.
No. What I meant is, like, I like how they try to romantically put it. Yeah. And not that I like that. I mean, I think it's funny that they try to romantically play it.
Glad it amuses you.
You know what I mean?
This was interesting. There was a nunnery at the back.
Yeah, and that's interesting as well. That's almost a fleur-de-lis on fire.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but that's a good... Well, when I have a smoke shortly, which is out the back, we can try and see where this nunnery was.
You say we, do you mean you? Because that weather is awful and I'm right by a roaring fire now, so I might stay where
Well, you're never going to see a ghost if that's your attitude, is it?
Why wouldn't a ghost come near to the roaring fire also? I feel like that's where anyone would gather.
Ghosts don't feel temperature.
You sure?
Yeah. 100% sure.
Okay.
You name me. If anyone's got a story out there about a ghost who constantly goes, like, only haunts near a radiator, let me
that
know.
That would be me.
A cozy
I feel
ghost.
I like so badly that. That would be me. Not going outside in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Who only comes out in summer.
Yeah, summer ghost. Sunglasses on. Hey, boo. That's what I say. Boo. Yeah, so. Oh, I might be able to quickly grab a member staff today. Do you believe in ghosts? Is there one here? See ya. But I'd hardly an interview that I'd make.
Yeah, you're not going to get an interview out of them, obviously.
No, I'm going to ask on the way out, obviously. But it is getting busy and moving. We start 7 food at 12, you see, this is the issue. We got in here just before 12. Me and you, the only ones here.
Yeah.
Bang on 12.
Best seats in the place, didn't we? Right by the fire.
Right by the roaring fire.
Can you hear that crackling fire?
Yeah, I'm going to move the mic closer. I don't know that you can actually hear any of them.
Crackle.
All I'm doing is melt my microphone, to be fair. I think I've just done severe damage to that. Oh, now it's crackling. Yeah, I think it's picking a bit of it up anyway. It's very incongruous to have this music on, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's like Ye Olde Inn, Log Run on Fire, and Johnny Rapper, whatever this is. I want to scream in your 16th century bar. Right. So,
are you going to go investigate
outside? I'm going to go investigate outside now, yeah. I think. Okay, so I'm outside now, where this nunnery apparently was. But there's a lovely big painting, which literally has the ghosts on it. I'll have to take a photo of that, that's fantastic. There's a nun sitting down, a ghostly nun. There's a ghost behind the bar, there's a crying child, and there's another fella. And I think they must be the ghosts of the Black Boy Inn. Be a shame if I don't get to speak to a member of staff. Because, sorry, I'm having a fag. Because they've literally got, like, as I say, this is like a 5 foot by five, no, it's a bigger, 6 foot by 6 foot painting of the ghosts of the place. So I'll have to point this out to Becca. She'll have to come and see it. It's really spooky. Okay, so this is the painting. What do you think?
It's really good, yeah.
It is good, isn't it? You can see the nun on the left. Crying boy.
The left, crying child. The man at the bar. And then, I don't think we've heard of this barmaid.
No, I don't think we've heard of the barmaid, but she's clearly a ghost, judging
well, yeah,
by that.
Definitely, yeah.
Spooky, innit? So we'll put this picture up, because it's very eerie.
Yeah. You can definitely see why this pub was so busy yesterday, though, can't you? It's
like, oh, yeah.
Such a fantastic, like a lovely... You could easily while away so many hours of a night, couldn't you, just by that fire?
Yeah, you're really
good. And a whiskey.
God, you don't realise how cold it is until you've been by a fire as well, do you?
No.
Yeah, so that's the painting. So we'll put that up on the Facebook group so you can all check it out. Check it out. I think our search for a staff member's not going very well.
No, it's too busy. You can't
be fine. It's annoying that. I need to email in advance and say, put this time aside. Or, can I come in and speak to somebody about ghosts, please?
Try, yeah, sure.
Anyway,
yeah.
So that's the Black Boy Inn.
Yeah, at least we've got some stories about it.
Yeah.
One of the most haunted.
Got some good photos. Well, mind seeing if I can take some photos, additional photos, like of the bar area and stuff, see if anything shows up on them.
All right, we'll go in and do it.
Okay.
Kev here, just jumping in to say, you're about to hear from a member of staff from the Black Boy Inn called Curtis. I did do an introduction with him, but it didn't pick it up. Honestly, loads of weird little electrical things going on in that Black Boy Inn, I tell you. And I'm sure we can discuss the PC-ness of something called the Black Boy Inn on a later episode. It's historic, I suppose it's allowed. Anyway, this is Curtis with his explanations of what the ghosties are.
I'll be honest, the child... No idea where that story's come from, never even heard of that one.
Right.
I think it's going with, they was always saying they used to hear crying in the rooms upstairs, but that literally could have been a child, so...
Right,
you
okay.
You can't say if it was a ghost or not. You've got the main one here is an old nun,
yeah,
because part of the building used to be part of an old nunnery.
Oh, wow.
So that one there, they're saying it's one of the old nuns that used to come across when it used to be an inn and like a brothel back
oh,
in the
wow.
day. So they even had some little altar with holy water outside so the women could clean themselves and everything like that.
That's amazing.
The old gentleman in the corner, that one was a gentleman that was always drinking here. That is one of the ones I've heard about people seeing. Where they've said like that, they've just been here the middle of the night, say they're closing up, no one else here, and they just look up and kind of see a person there.
Wow.
Then look back and gone. But he was always in the same seats, which is why he's just in the bottom corner.
I see.
And then the one you've got behind the bar, that one there is, it was more, from what I've been told, not necessarily a bar person as such, but more a work here, so probably did everything, but more... connected with the cleaning and this,
right.
That, the, and that's the one that's been seen more than anyone else that I've been told about. I want to say her name was Martha.
Okay.
Can't be 100% certain there. I know it started with an M when they were saying it.
Yeah.
And I've heard of lots of people saying over the years they'd seen her. And there was one of my colleagues when I first started here, she was always telling me the stories. Oh, yeah, I've seen her a few times.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, yeah. I remember I was doing things one time, I was cleaning, and I just saw her in the lounge area here. Said, just saw her, and I just turned around and go, I don't have time for you now, and then she disappeared. And I was like, okay, that is not how I'd have reacted.
No, not in any way. How about yourself? Have you seen anything?
I've seen nothing myself, but I think it's because I'm far more sceptical.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's because I'm sceptical, I don't believe I've seen anything.
I see what you mean,
and
yeah.
I don't think I'm quite open enough to see anything if there was anything there. I've heard of other people over the years saying they've seen things just in, say, the corner of their eyes.
Yeah.
But I still remember being a little kid here, and we had multiple corridors, so I think it was just me running up and down in the corridor. All they see is they see a flash. I'm sure I just saw someone down another corridor already. So anytime someone says something like that, I was like, that's what that is.
Yeah, that was just me. Then.
Yeah.
It sounds like they're not like malicious if people have just kind of seen them out the corner of their eye. Like that lady saying, I've not got time for you now. You know,
yes.
I could do this, like it's like quite calming, like people aren't
scared. We've never heard anything saying they're malicious, this, that, the other. We've had, years ago, we had, say, ghost detectors coming here. And they were going, checking the room, saying there was hot spots and cold spots. Mm-hmm. And this, that, the other. That's before we did the rooms up. I think the radiators were a bit dodgy. But we have had, we haven't had it as much at all since we've done the rooms. You will get certain people have said there's had a weird feeling in, like, say, a room.
Yeah.
But before you'd get it was The old room number 3, it was always that one that got mentioned, and the old room number 6.
Yeah.
And they'd always say these were two of the rooms where they people had seen things, as in just someone sitting at the edge of the bed. So it was like woken up and seen something like that.
Again, oh, no way.
Nothing malicious or anything like that from it, just there, and it's kind of freaked them out a bit afterwards. Yeah. But it was always the two different rooms they were saying, with the old 3 and the old 6. But then the old 6 got knocked into a couple of different rooms, and I think number 3 is now part of number 4, but I've heard nothing about that.
Oh, really?
Since.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But number 6 used to be just a single small room, and now it's a much larger room where it was part of the corridor, and I haven't heard anything mentioned about it. But I've also been told there was, trying to think, one of the rooms upstairs as well, which is still the same room. And I think that is the one where I've had one of the customers going, that comes here quite regularly, once a week, and he goes, can you kind of not put me in that room?
Like, really?
I was like, what? And he seen anything, this, that, the other? And he's heard all the stories and this, that, the other. I don't think we told him what room, because don't want to scare him. But he's just like, no, I haven't seen anything. It's just, no, I've stayed there a couple of times, and I... There's
just got a feeling,
room,
really.
I don't like that room.
Amazing.
It's a little bit odd.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Curtis.
Oh, I sincerely appreciate it.
Oh,
that's perfectly fine.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers. I apologise I couldn't be more help, because usually I've got some of the colleagues that do know a lot more about their stories, like especially with the child and stuff like that. All I can think of is sometimes hearing about the... When people said they were hearing crying, I don't know any of the other stories.
No, that's absolutely fantastic. It's more than we bargained for.
Yeah,
so
that was brilliant. Thank you very much.
No worries.
Thanks, Curtis.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, nice for Bethford and Curtis to take his time out.
Yeah, very good. And in the middle of service.
Yeah,
as well.
And they're absolutely rammed.
Yeah, I think his colleagues are covering for him there, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. So we asked at the bar if anyone was available to talk, and they're all chocker because, as we said, it's getting really busy. Yeah. And they were really, really nice here at the Black Boy Inn. And they sent us one with a place to get one guy, but he was in the middle of service and said, I can't do it. And said, I'd love to, but I'm too busy. But then he kindly went and got Curtis. No, tell lie, he got the first guy, didn't he?
Yes,
he was roped back into it.
Yeah.
He didn't look impressed at all.
I was reluctantly going to sit down with him.
Yeah,
and then
thankfully Curtis came to his aid and said, I've lived here since I was 14.
Yeah, so he brought us straight outside and back to the picture that Kevin found, this big image here. And then went through the ghost, which is fantastic because we were wondering about them. So
That, quite a sceptical point of view from Curtis there.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, self and Mr. Skeptic.
Yeah. Fantastic, that,
but,
though.
Yeah, but he's just kind of saying what people have said.
Yeah, I'm glad that we got a member of staff. I felt it was important, because otherwise we could be anywhere. I mean, bar the photos and stuff. But, okay.
bar the fact that we are, in fact, here.
On we go. So, guys, that concludes our little New Year paranormal extravaganza around Carnarvon. A very wonderful place. Some very lovely people that we ran into. Curtis was lovely. He didn't have to do any of that. But, you know, he did. Stood there in his big Welsh accent talking about ghosts, which was absolutely beautiful of him. So thank you, Curtis. As I said in the midpoint, these shows are only possible thanks to you guys. So if you want to go and give something to the Patreon, allow us to get better recorders and all that jazz, be able to do more trips out, then go and sign up. patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. Next week, we're back with listener stories. Yes, we are indeed. My cup runneth over with listener stories. Yes, it does. If I had a cup and I printed off stories and put them in the cup and they then flowed over. Enough nonsense from me anyway. I hope you all have a lovely week and we will see you for the first proper show of 2020 next weekend. Unless you're a Patreon, in which case you'll hear us midweek. Okay, guys, love you all. See you later. Tatty bye.